Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and I'm really excited because we have a new show, actually a show that has a new name, we should say it, and this is very exciting because it's a show called Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Hoffman and Bill Festa. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
I did, because it
you got it right this time.
It reminds me of the Fiesta Bowl, but it's Festa.
That's right.
The owner of the Festa Bowl is in studio. I'm just kidding. Wouldn't that be cool if you were Fiesta and you had the Fiesta Bowl?
That would be lovely.
He is wearing a very festive shirt.
Yeah, see, we're going to have the word of the day, Festa, and derivatives from Festa. And, like, how long has that been festering? Okay, I've heard that one.
That's gone.
Yeah. I've heard that many times.
Oh, see, we're going to have to come up with something original, Mike. That's going to
be... Bill can help us out. Give us some more material.
Yeah, I think this will be great. So this is exciting because Breaking Murphy's Law, sponsored by Service Master by Disaster Professionals, in which Mike is the owner, Mike Hoffman, owner of Service Master by Disaster Professionals.
Well, thank you, Bill. You're not Bill.
Bill. No.
You're Dave.
Yeah,
sorry,
Dave.
Dave.
Hey.
Where's Dave? You're looking kind of festive for a second.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
okay. See? He was looking for the owner of the Festa Bowl.
And, of course, account executive Bill Festa.
Thank you very much.
Wow. So we elevated you and then took you away from football.
That's right.
What is going on? Now, the question is, people are probably wondering, driving right now on the 10 or the What else is out there?
Well, there's 51. A 51, yeah, 17. Yeah.
17, 202?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But not the 5, right?
The 5. Have to think about that.
Yeah, that's in L.A., I think.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Or it goes cross country.
They could be driving on that. Mm-mm.
They could be. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, they could be listening if they have a computer. So, well, no, 5, they could be. I think 5, well, Tommy, our great producer Tommy, does 5 go through Arizona anywhere? He says, yes, so they could be listening. This is so exciting. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know why it's exciting. Freeways are freeways. Now, Breaking Murphy's Law.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that the title, Breaking Murphy's Law? Should we give an opinion, an official opinion? Do you want me to give one or do you want to give one?
Well, I'll kind of start.
Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
Well, we all know what Murphy's Law, or no, if we don't, it's if anything can go wrong, it will.
Yes.
That's one of the versions of Murphy's Law.
There's a lot of versions, and we're going to go through that today, because if someone's going to break Murphy's Law, it's going to be Mike Hoffman, Bill Festa, from Service Master by Disaster Professionals, because that's what you do. You help people break through when that Murphy's Law sort of settle on them, like floods and fires and
absolutely.
So on.
Right. Well, you know, I'm philosophically opposed to Murphy's Law. So,
yeah.
When we were talking about making a show on Murphy's Law, you know, that's kind of a problem for me.
Yeah.
But then I thought, well, Breaking Murphy's Law.
Yeah. And I liked it so much.
I like that one. Because why do I have to acknowledge Murphy's Law?
Yeah, that's right. We want a breakthrough. We don't want people to have this mindset that continues to seep in their unconscious that allows their behaviors to create when things, you know, anything that can and will, that will go wrong.
Right.
That's right or wrong?
No, well, right, we don't like that.
Yeah, exactly.
we want to make Murphy's Law irrelevant.
Oh, nicely said. I like that. Let's talk a little bit first about Service Master by Disaster Professionals and how you can really help people. We talked a little bit last month about this, that, you know, you don't want to wait to take your phone number down because you just never know when a flood, a disaster can happen, but you darn sure will want a phone number to know someone 3 a.m. if something happens.
Right. Yeah, it's the time to know the phone number is not when you need it.
Yeah.
It's you want to have it in advance. It could be for yourself. It could be for a friend. It could be for a business acquaintance. It could be for anybody.
Absolutely.
So and you really, you don't, you know, and a lot of times these disasters happen in the middle of the night or on the weekend at a very inconvenient time. So you really want to have confidence that you're calling the right person out there to help you out.
Mike, it's almost like being a professional pilot.
Okay. That's something you actually have knowledge of.
Yes, I do. You don't wait until something happens. You make sure the landing gear's down. You make sure you fly the plane. Because if you don't pay attention to what's going on, and that's what we do for everybody out there, we make that disaster, we reverse it. We break it.
Oh, there you go. Reversing and breaking it. I like that. So, and you adjust it, you correct it, and voila, peace of mind. Because that could be, well, think about that. If you wake up to a flood at 3 in the morning, I mean, who's up at 3 in the morning, right? I mean, who do you call? But you're 24/7, aren't you?
That is correct, yes.
Wow. That is a lifesaver if I've ever heard one. That is phenomenal.
We do 24/7, and we have professionally trained technicians that come out and take care of everything for you.
Wow.
They have many years of experience, and they come out, and they kind of reverse that disaster. So it helps you out, and it gets everything straightened out as quickly as we can make it happen.
So let's talk about some of the things that could happen, and then we'll get into Murphy's Law. Well, we could say the first one we have already, but if anything can go wrong, it will. I think people sort of believe that. And some of the things that have gone wrong that you've seen are, well, the first one, obvious, I think, is floods.
Right.
So talk a little bit about what that means when you get a flood. I mean, it could be in a residence. It could be commercial.
A business.
It could be in a business also. But it's amazing how many different ways a flood can happen in someone's home or business. Sometimes you can get fire and floods together. A lot of the houses have and businesses have water sprinklers in them. And if you have a fire, even if it's a small fire in the kitchen, it can cause fire sprinklers to go off, and that puts the fire out. But then now you've got
a house. Flood.
Yeah, you got a flood, and you got smoke and odor and all kinds of stuff. But, yeah.
Oh, man. So that's not – and that's something that you don't want to wait. You got to get out there, I suspect, pretty quickly to resolve that.
Absolutely.
Because, I mean, what's worse than water? Just, like, you don't want your house like a glass.
Right.
Well, and it oozes down. It doesn't sit there.
Oh.
Unless it's a one-story building. But a lot of houses are two-story, and the water goes down or it goes sideways. I mean, it just doesn't stay in that one room. The washing machine hoses, people don't change them. They break.
Yeah.
And the water just spills out. And no one's aware of that until they get up in the morning and go have their cup of coffee, and all of a sudden their feet are wet.
Yeah. Oh, man. So the other thing is to have a raft in every house. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe not that. But, yeah, that's devastating. Now, fires, that's another thing you guys take care of, fire damage?
Yes, we do. Yes.
And what are some examples of how fires are created in both a business and a residence?
Well, fires, it can have multiple sources. It can be a candle. Sometimes someone might fall asleep with a candle burning in the room and not realize it. Or it can be a lot of appliances we have that they can get a short in them. Or battery chargers. A lot of times battery chargers, you feel a battery charger, it heats up. Well, if it's defective, it can cause a fire. There's just many, many, many different ways fires can start.
Light bulbs. Everyone says, oh, it's too dark in this room, and the fixture is set for a 60-watt bulb. The first thing they do is put a 75 or 100-watt bulb in there, and that causes a lot of problems because that fixture is not designed to handle that heat. It radiates out, and it starts to get the wood, and it may not catch fire the first time, or the second time, or the third time, and now all of a sudden you have a fire.
Wow, that just happened to me. Not a fire, but I bought a 100-watt bulb, I'm glad you mentioned this, in this fixture that sort of an older lamp, and maybe it shouldn't have handled the 100-watt, because so my daughter, it wasn't her fault, she put in the 100-watt bulb, plugged it in, and it shut her whole room off. The breaker triggered. Is that what happens usually?
Not normally, because most of the circuits will handle the additional current. But that light bulb gets very, very hot. And it's the heat that radiates out. And, again, that fixture's not designed
I see.
To handle that. So it gets into the wood starts burning, or the insulation starts burning.
Now, when you say the wood, you mean the wood of the lamp?
The wood of the lamp, or it may be a lamp in the ceiling. It, not a neon light as much as an incandescent lamp.
Oh. So how about like a ceiling fan?
Ceiling fans, you mean lights on a ceiling fan?
Yeah, would they? That,
oh, yes. You'll see.
But that's away from the wood a little bit. So.
It is, but if you take a look at those, and I have pulled a number of them apart, the wire is good for 60 watts. You put a 100-watt bulb in there, and that circuit, the insulation will burn, it'll short out, and then all of a sudden you got a problem on your hands.
Uh-oh. I bought a 100-watt bulb. What do you use 100-watt bulbs for then?
Yeah, well,
I should have done this show Friday.
Yeah. Okay.
I better get a 60-watt,
right? How much are you willing to sell that bulb for?
$5.99?
No.
I better sell it. No, that's good to know. So I should put a 60-watt bulb in there.
Every fixture has a label in it. It says 60-watt, 50-watt, 40-watt.
Oh.
So you need to adhere to those labels. They're there for a reason.
Wow, look at this. Mike.
Yeah.
We should have had the show a week ago. All right, so I'll just have to buy some 60-watt. That's valuable information, though.
But look at this fixture first, and it'll
see what
you.
It says.
It may be a 40.
Ooh.
Well, aren't 100-watt bulbs becoming extinct?
Yeah, where do you use those then?
Well, a lot of bulbs are now being made in Japan. But there are still some manufacturing facilities here in the United States. They're trying to get rid of them. Uncle Sam has kind of said we're going to use the efficient light bulbs now.
Right.
But there's still hundreds, thousands of light bulbs around.
Right.
Oh, man, no wonder it was on sale. Wow, see, that teaches me a lesson, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't always get the best thing when something's on sale.
Right.
Wow, so it shut down my daughter's room, although I did the breaker, now it works. But I said, let's not use that. I suspected it was too much for the fixture.
Yeah,
the
better, safe, too better much, safe than sorry.
Yeah,
too much for that leg. Normal houses are either 15 or 20 amp legs. Mm-hmm. I may be getting too technical for
the show. You know your stuff.
Yes, I do.
Wow, he even says yes, he does. How does...
He admits it.
Yeah, he does. But that's good to admit it. That's very good. I'm impressed, actually. So, go ahead.
I'm an electrical engineer by education.
Oh, no wonder. So I shouldn't use a 100-watt bulb at all.
You can use a 100-watt if that fixture is
allows it.
Certified.
But it probably doesn't.
It probably isn't, Mike. Steve.
Steve.
Or Dave.
Dave. Ari. Mike. Joe.
Well, I asked him to use a fictitious name after I said the story of buying a wrong bulb.
Yeah.
All right. I can't believe I did that. Well, you know, but hey, if I did it, guess what? Other people are doing it.
Many.
Yeah.
And that could be dangerous. So you've seen that where a light bulb can actually cause a fire.
I don't know if I've seen a light bulb, though. It's possible. I've seen wiring in people's attics, and it could be because you have either the wiring is old or it wasn't done by a registered licensed contractor, and it's just not up to what it should be.
Ooh.
Sometimes people, you know, they cut corners. They do an expansion on their home or something, and the wiring's not done quite right. Things not done up to code. You know, we see that. Seen some interesting ones. We had one where an elderly man, he had his Tupperware stored in his oven.
And his oven?
Yeah, it was a good, convenient place to keep it. And somehow the oven got turned on, and he was out of the house. And when he came back, the whole house got smoked up.
You handle that too then?
Yeah, we handle that. Ah. Fortunately, a lot of times people don't have a real fire in their house, but they do have smoke.
Oh.
And you can get soot all over the place. And there's different kinds of fires. You know, you got the plastic. You've got, the carbon, any kind of carbon-based type things, grease fires. They all require a specialized process for cleaning up.
Oh, really?
So we had another one. This person was a chef at one of the nice restaurants, and he fell asleep with a pot of beans on the stove.
And the beans got on fire?
Not quite on fire, but they burnt and just smoked up the house.
The chef fell asleep on the job.
Yeah, right, in his own house.
Boy. They were very gassy beans.
Wow, who spilled the beans on that one? And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion. This is Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Hoffman and Bill Festa, sponsored by Service Master by Disaster Professionals. We've been talking about how you reverse as a company Murphy's Law. We'll get into it more right after these words.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
In today's environment, short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy seem to be the norm and not the exception. These events can be devastating emotionally as well as financially. But just when you thought it was over, you might start to wonder about the tax consequences of short sales, foreclosures, and bankruptcy. Tax law can be very complex, and it would be critical to understand the tax laws surrounding your situation. Call Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor, at 602-625-3074. 602-625-3074 to discuss your situation. He looks forward to talking with you.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Breaking Murphy's Law, a great show sponsored by Service Master by Disaster Professionals, starring Mike Hoffman, owner of Service Master by Disaster Professionals, and account executive Bill Festa. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
And I can't say any more fiesta jokes.
You can.
Oh, I guess we could, right?
We could. Yeah.
So tell us about all the corruption at the Fiesta Bowl. No, that's a whole different topic.
That requires more time than we have.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So let's see. Murphy's Law. I think people, let's get into a little discussion. Before we do that, give out your phone number because, like we said, everyone should have your number because you don't want to search for a number that you don't have when something happens.
Right. Okay, yeah, our phone number is 602-431, and now my favorite part, 2222.
That's a good number. How'd you get that?
That's amazing.
It's just luck.
Wow, the luck of the draw.
Yeah, we got past Murphy's Law on that one.
Yeah, that's absolutely. Now, you know, you did mention about a candle. You know, candles cause fires. Right. And here's a Murphy. This is something I just made up. A new Murphy's Law regarding candles. You ready?
Go ahead.
Regarding candles that can cause fire is a romantic dinner gone wrong. Am I right?
Yeah. Boy, that would be a really big violation of Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
Or application of
But
Murphy's
think about
Law.
That. A romantic dinner gone wrong.
And the other piece to that is cigarettes.
Oh, so people smoking and they forget to put them out or something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or they don't use an ashtray.
They don't use an ashtray. They have it in their hand and it falls down. A good friend of mine is in the Phoenix Fire Department, and they get a good number of those cases.
Wow.
People on the couch, and they're smoking, and no ashtray, and it flips down, it goes on the rug, and it smolders, and poof.
Wow. Or falling asleep on the couch.
Yes.
Like a couch potato.
Like a couch potato. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So you women out there, do not go out with couch potatoes. That's our dating show. Anyway, so we talked about one of the Murphy's Law. If anything can go wrong, it will. And how about this? Left to themselves, things tend to go from bad to worse. Well, think about that. It applies to your company.
Right.
What you help people with your company. Left to themselves, things tend to go from bad to worse. So unattended floods or fires, that can apply to. They're not going to get any better.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and in the context as a business owner, I mean, or if you're a department manager or whatever, that just tells me that, you know, we need to be managing things.
Yeah. That's a really good point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right. If you apply this in the business sense, if you left to themselves, things tend to go from bad to worse, meaning, like what you said, if you're not paying attention to really key items, key success factors, key indicators in your business,
mm-hmm.
how's it going to get better? It's going to tend to get worse.
It's going to get worse. Well, guaranteed.
Like Bill the pilot, if he's not watching the gauges on his instrument panel,
the fuel level is going down and you don't pay attention to it, and then all of a sudden you're someplace you run out of fuel and you have no airports there.
Wow. Are there fines for that, by the way?
Well, if an accident occurs, the insurance normally sets in, but you're going to get an investigation by the FAA, and you may lose your license.
So the FAA, I mean, you got to make sure you have enough fuel wherever you're going. You can't land on a residential street.
No. There have been planes that have done that, but it's not recommended.
No, not at all. How about this one? Everything goes wrong all at once. That's like when it rains, it pours.
Yeah.
In a way. Everything goes wrong all at once. And I think let's open this up for discussion, because I think everyone knows about Murphy's Law, and I think it does filter into their unconscious mind. And I do think they have some type of expectation that things will go wrong. And it might tend to make people a little more negative than they have to be. What do you guys think?
Ooh.
Well, it depends on your own mindset. I mean, I just don't want to tolerate Murphy's Law.
Yeah.
And you've got to be vigilant for things that can cause that to come into play, you know, and I think that's why there's tools like Lean Six Sigma out there.
Yeah.
And some other, you know, it's you have to be watching the store.
Yeah.
And you just can't accept that stuff, things that can go wrong, or certain philosophies or whatever.
Well, they build a situation. Look at people and what they put in their garage. Mm-hmm. Flammable goods. Stored clothes from many, many years ago, and they should have done a garage sale. But it's to the point where you can't get in and out of the garage. And that is something that is just going to happen. It's going to happen at a bad time, and there's no coming back from that one.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a good point. So people still put flammable stuff. And even if what if it's like in a container? Does that matter? Or garages get pretty hot, I guess, in the summertime out here.
Yeah, well, garages be in heat, but many of the containers for your lawnmower, they're not fireproof containers.
Mm.
Again, I'm going to go back to aviation. They were double metal containers, so you wouldn't have a problem. But most people have the plastic containers, and the heat kind of takes the plastic, and poof, the fuel goes on the floor, and away you go.
Oh, that's no good. That's a Murphy's Law somewhere in there. How about here's another one. Murphy's philosophy, smile, tomorrow will be worse.
Yeah.
Well, you don't want to – who wants to live that way? But
yeah,
I think people do, though.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the doom and gloom, and how do you get away from them? I mean, you look at the news, the media. It's always mm-hmm. doom and gloom. This is getting worse. This is getting worse. Bad, bad, bad. How does this seep into people's minds? And I think they start playing out that message that they hear from the media.
Uh-huh.
Don't you think?
Definitely. Yeah, I just personally, I don't really like the idea of smiling. Tomorrow will be worse, but it's maybe it's a tongue-in-cheek kind of smile or
yeah,
something along those lines. But, yeah, I mean, we you know, things, I mean, good luck and bad luck occurs all the time. There's no denying that.
Yeah.
I mean, unexpected events are going to happen. And that's where a concept called return on luck comes into play.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that.
You know, that's something that I got from Jim Collins' latest book called Great by Choice. And when he looks at the very successful companies, which he calls 10Xers, compared to the comparison companies that are the also-rans, they just manage their luck. Everyone gets good luck and bad luck. He went and investigated. All these companies in the study, they had pretty much the same amount of good luck and bad luck, but it's what you do with it.
Yeah.
I mean, things are going to happen. You can't expect everything's going to be great all the time. You have to realize that something you can't control is going to happen. But it's how you prepare for it and respond to it that will make you successful.
That totally makes sense. Bill, you've seen that in your life too, right?
Again, aviation.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. The pilot takes his time and plans the flight correctly, bad weather, fuel, things of that nature, and making sure the plane is a good piece of equipment.
Yeah. And human error. I mean, just preparation, being able to make good choices, decisions, having the knowledge, I mean, when it comes to airplanes, to know how to fly, obviously. It reminds me of was it Robert Kennedy Jr. that died in a plane crash?
He
was a customer of mine.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Caldwell Airport, New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
And he bought a plane. It wasn't for me. He had about 30 or 35 hours on it. And he actually, the 30 or 35 hours, were friends of his with an instructor.
Oh.
He didn't fly that many hours. And one day, I guess his wife at that point in time and sister-in-law insisted on making a flight up to New England.
Yeah.
And the weather was bad. He could have just walked over and hired a charter aircraft and everything would have been okay. It was just poor decisions on his part.
Wow.
I still have letters in my computer that I wrote to him before the accident.
Yeah. Oh, man. See, that's the human element.
Yes,
where
it is.
Why would someone want to make a decision and I suspect he knew it was poor weather. I mean, if you're a pilot, you got to know where you're flying into, right? Don't you usually check the weather?
The human element. I think his wife wanted to go. She got there at the last minute. The sister-in-law was there, and it just happened. The perfect storm. Everything came together, and he took off, and we never did see him again.
That is tragic. Mm-hmm. I remember that. That was a very tragic. And when you said perfect storm, it did remind me of a movie called The Perfect Storm.
Yeah.
George Clooney.
Yes.
Wow.
And those guys, did you see that movie?
I saw that movie, yeah.
And they knew also, and they still went out there.
Mm-hmm.
And why? And the main ingredient there is they said, well, now we they went far out to catch all this fish.
Right.
And now they said, well, we'll have to come back the same way, even though the perfect storm, they knew it. But it was greed. I mean, they had all this fish. Otherwise, it would have spoiled, but it would have saved their lives.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Murphy's Law has to have something with greed in there. We haven't found it, but
yeah.
I'm sure it's something.
Yeah.
Well, greed is poor decisions.
Oh, exactly. Hey, okay. He just made up a Murphy's Law. I like
okay,
it.
Okay, wow.
That is very good because that was tragic. And you
yes,
know.
It was.
Well, just too often we tempt fate, and you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
You got to know when to restrain. And, you can have some good rules. You can have rules for that.
Yeah.
You know, a party's climbing up the Mount Everest. They'll have a rule that, you know, whoever gets to the top will only wait so long for the stragglers. Even if the straggler paid $10 million to get taken up to the top of the mountain, they'll only wait so long, and then they go back down because, again, they don't want to tempt fate. You can have all kinds of bad things happen on the mountain.
Hey, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. Really? That's one of the rules?
Yes, it is. Yep.
You only have a certain amount of oxygen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's
going to run out.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. And why don't we take a quick break now, and when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. This is a show called Breaking Murphy's Law, and it is sponsored by Service Masters by Disaster. I should say Service Master, not plural. Service Master by Disasters, Disaster Professionals, starring Mike Hoffman and Bill Festa, account executive. Mike is the owner. Give your phone number out real quick.
602-431-2222.
I love that. 2222 or 2222. You could say it that way. We'll be right back.
Tax time is here again. Let Bierenbaum and Spien relieve your burden and stress while we provide you with easy and sophisticated preparation on your tax return. Whether you are a business such as a partnership or a corporation, as well as an individual, state, or trust, we can help you with your tax return preparation in a way that allows you to feel safe and secure. Bierenbaum and Spien has experienced, knowledgeable, and personable CPAs and staff and look forward to helping you. Please call 602-266-5633 and ask for Mitchell Spien, CPA.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Are you standing at a crossroad in life wondering what's next? Is it time to reinvent your relationship, your career, your life? Whether you're ready for a reinvention revolution or a reinvention evolution, the support of a couple of great coaches can get you there. When you decide it's time to take your life from just functional to optimal, call Joe and Lori Battaglia of Living the Dream Coaches, 888-505-5762. That's 888-505-5762, or go online to www.livingthedreamcoaches.com. That's www.livingthedreamcoaches.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, and this is Breaking Murphy's Law, a new show sponsored by Service Master by Disaster Professionals, starring, starring Mike Hoffman. Mike, how are you?
Good. How are you, Dave?
Oh, good. And it's like the opening of the show. And Bill Festa, account executive for Service Master by Disaster Professionals. And if you're just joining us, we have the name, Mike. Came up with the name Breaking Murphy's Law because we don't want to accept Murphy's Law. We want to know that things do go well. And one reason that you have your company, Mike, is to help people that have disasters, because things can go wrong.
Right.
But you want to make them right.
Right. We want to take as much of Murphy out of it as we can.
Yeah, exactly.
That is right.
Right and wrong. So... no, go ahead.
But when you talk about breaking Murphy's Law, you know, what do we mean break Murphy's Law? Are we saying violate Murphy's Law? Maybe, you know, but
reverse it.
I'm thinking we want to make Murphy's Law irrelevant.
Oh, there you go.
We want to break it. We want to make it non-functional.
Yeah.
We want to defeat it. We want to break the back of Murphy's Law.
I love it.
If Murphy's Law was a crystal vase, we'd throw it against the wall and shatter it.
That's right. That's very good, Mike.
Thank you.
And it does affect the mindset. We were talking about that. I do believe that people operate their lives often with Murphy's Law. A lot of people think it's funny, but it really seeps into the unconscious. For example, this isn't quite Murphy's Law, but sometimes people associate it with Murphy's Law. Work expands to fill the time available.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, try staying in business if that's what's happening. I guarantee that is what's happening with 90% of the businesses that do not have some type of oversight.
Right. And that's something we have to be on guard about. And sometimes, I mean, that can be a person's normal behavior. I mean, I'm at work. I want to put in my 8 hours. I'm going to find, and if my boss doesn't give me something to do, I'll find something to do. And it may or may not make money for the company. So you got to be, you know, you got to be on guard for that. And it's not the employee's fault. I mean, it's really up to the management, you know, to provide a fulfilling work that fills the day.
You know what I do? I always check in on this and at banks, my banks, or some banks I go to, restaurants. Mm-hmm. And when it's really slow, I'll ask, wow, it looks slow today. And most of the time they go, oh, thank God. And I go, wow, if the owner heard this, mm-hmm. you know, wouldn't you want it, like, thriving? And a lot of the restaurants go, oh, yeah, you know, wow, I'm so grateful that I can rest and relax. I go, on your owner's dime, you want to rest? I don't say that, but I'm always curious. Try that one time. When you're in a bank and you're at a restaurant or grocery store and you go, wow, look, you know, if it's slow, you go, it looks sort of slow. See the response. It'll be interesting what you get.
They have different pair of glasses.
Yeah, they do.
And one would just as soon take a deep breath and rest. And the manager or owner of that business would like to make sure he pays the rent and pays the employees.
Yeah.
They don't realize that.
Yeah.
Because when things don't happen the way they should, he doesn't have the money to pay them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly it. And so why is that? That's interesting why typically people are short-sighted. They don't realize that slowness might be turn into downsidedness. Slowness to down. Is that such a word? Downsideness?
I've never heard that word
before. I made it up. But, you know, slowness, downsize, and guess if you get downsized, right. Guess what? You may not wish it was slow anymore.
Right, yeah.
Well, when I was working for Hoffman LaRoche, I had a stationary budget, which bar none. I didn't shut the lights off. I didn't do this. I didn't do that. When I owned my own business, a car stereo business, I was shutting the lights off. I was watching everything. I was watching the stationary goods because at Hoffman LaRoche, I had, and that was in the 80s, a $25,000 budget on stationary goods. And it used to be pretty well level until school started. And then it jumped up about 20%. It's just the mentality of employees.
Mm-hmm. You're right. So the question is, how do you break the mentality? Or how do you, maybe not break it is not the right word, but how do you transform it? So some of the business owners out there right now listening is they would like to transform employees into taking the same viewpoint perhaps as managers and owners.
Mm-hmm.
It's the greater good.
Mm-hmm.
So how would one do that? How would you transform? How would you come up with a way to have better attitudes?
It almost occurs with some sort of profit-sharing program in which you incentivize them to do things better. I mean, Southwest Airlines is a perfect example. A lot of the airlines fell straight on their face, but they did it a little bit differently. And you need to have things of that nature, because if it's good for them and it's good for the boss, all of a sudden, that's the direction they take. That's just my feeling.
You know, it's a good point. I've had discussions over the years, what motivates people? And is it more money or a feeling of acceptance and belongingness? Ooh, interesting point.
Wow. Yep. Well, I think all those contribute.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, money's not alone. It's not enough by itself.
Right.
Nope.
So, yeah, and, you know, what happens in between paychecks?
Yeah,
is really important. So yeah, I think you're onto something there, Dave.
I think I am, but a lot of people don't realize that, and a lot of owners and managers, and if you try to motivate someone, and it what that thing is that you think will motivate them doesn't, that's a problem.
That's a problem,
right?
But I always think, you know, belongingness, acceptance, a pat on the back, some type of award. Sure, always compensate people fairly. There's no question about that. However, you know, if people had a choice, I think truly people want to feel appreciated might even be a better word.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's important. We should start our own law. Call it Mike's Law.
Yes.
Wow, I have to figure out what the law, the wording of the law.
Yeah, we'll say appreciation is good motivation.
Right. Yeah, that's a good one.
Hey, let's make a list. We're going to make a list of this. Appreciation, good motivation.
We're going to stop the printing of textbooks for a little bit until we get that law in.
Okay. All right.
I like it. So as we go through this, we should think about some more Mike's Law. Now, let's see. What are some other? Here's some other Murphy's Law. I know, Mike, you have some, and I have some.
Too.
How about this one? Everything takes longer than you think.
That's right. That's exactly what I was looking
at. Wow, we're on the same ESPN. Yeah. I mean, ESP.
Yeah.
Not ESPN, but you watch ESPN. The real question is, why is poker a sport? Okay, we'll get into that discussion on the sports show. Yeah, everything takes longer than you think. Why is that? I mean, what does that even mean? Why do are people bored and it just time seems to be longer? I think
Well, you know, I think successful people, they kind of they realize that and they don't overcommit. You know, if something's due at a certain time, they're going to put in a safety margin to make sure that they that they're not overpromising on something.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So it's good to actually it's kind of good to know to have that philosophy as long as you build that into your systems.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to use everything takes longer than you think as an excuse for lack of talent or poor belief systems. Go ahead.
Lack of planning also.
Exactly. Lack of planning. Actually, wow, Bill, that you hit it on the head.
Wow.
Let's
every put
once in
that
a while
one
I
down.
Do.
We're going to put, let's see, that's another law. We'll put Bill hit it on the head.
No.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Lack of planning. I agree with you. That's almost where it starts, isn't
it? Yeah, proper planning saves time in the end. It does.
Yeah, it really does.
You're right on, Mike.
Yeah, people that study program management or project management, you know, for doing things like building baseball stadiums or airports or whatever, they do a lot of upfront planning and bring in as many people as possible who are going to be involved. They bring them in up front with the philosophy, if we plan up front, we don't need these people at the end to fix everything that went wrong.
Yeah.
So, yeah, yeah.
Hey, that
so
could
I
be
like that one. Yeah, planning.
Oh, okay. Wow, we have, let's see. let's take a phone call. And I'm going to introduce this person because it's right there on the screen, but I think I know this person, the lovely Leah. Leah, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave. How are you guys?
I am great. You've been listening, huh?
I have. Well, I had my own little Murphy's Law today. I was on Channel 3 with Kaylee O'Kelly, and April and I were wearing the same dress on air.
Wow.
How did that happen? You got to be kidding me.
Nope. True story, and there's a video to prove it out there somewhere.
Did you? So tell us, by the way, this is Leah Haben, owner and founder of SmartFem.com. What would we call it? Really a women's magazine for, well, the women.
The mobile magazine for the women on the go.
Yeah, that's right. I always get that reversed. That's a Murphy's Law boo-boo. Okay. Anyway, it's a great website. But let me ask you this. You know Mike, by the way, right?
I do know Mike. I just recently met Mike.
That's right. And
I just recently met Leah. That's nice to talk to you again, Leah.
That's nice. Well, welcome to part of the break group.
And thank you for being our first loyal listener to call in.
Yeah, that's right. And Bill Festa is in studio, account executive.
So how are you doing?
Oh, yeah, you met Bill, too. What am I talking about?
I met them both.
This is like a reunion. Wow. Hey, anyway, I want to know, inquiring minds want to know, when you walked in this morning, you said it was ABC?
Actually, this was Channel 3.
Oh, Channel 3. When you walked in and you saw someone with the same dress, what was your first reaction?
Oh, my God.
That's too funny.
Boy, that's the kind of thing that shows up in People magazine, right?
Yeah.
It was a funny story. It was a funny story. Kaylee called me to ask if I was in studio yet, and I said yes. But April and I are wearing the same dress. And she goes, oh, my gosh, well, we're going to have to play with that on air. So, of course, she did. And then come to find out, Kaylee also has the same dress. So talk about Murphy's Law. She didn't wear it. But we all have the same dress.
Wow.
That is
Isn't that funny? Eight years in broadcasting, that has never happened to me.
That's never happened. Wow.
Never.
So let me ask you, because this is probably something with the culture, and being a woman, and a very lovely woman, by the way, I must say.
Thank you.
That's why we call you the lovely Leah. Anyway, women understand that more than men. Like if men walk in with the same shirt or same suit, I don't think they care. But women, what is it about women's perception of having the same dress?
You know, it's just not done. Normally we want to stand out. We don't want to look alike. Fortunately, I'm really short and April's really tall. It looked differently and I wore a different belt, but I'm looking, I'm going, oh my gosh, you're wearing the same Calvin Klein dress I have. And then Kaylee goes, I have it too.
That is too funny.
You want to be unique.
Yeah, it was totally Murphy's Law today. So I just wanted to say thanks and welcome to Break Radio. And good luck. I just wanted to say, yes, Murphy's Law definitely does happen.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Leah. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Leah, thank you so much. And we'll see you Wednesday on the sports show.
Oh, and just one real quick thing, Dave. I just met with our lovely Lady Lawless of the Arizona Derby, and I want to remind everybody to go and support the Derby Girls at the Invitational this weekend at jobbing.com.
Absolutely. I talked to Lady Lawless a little bit earlier today. Yeah, that's April 6th and 7th. Guys, you got to get out there, Bill and Mike. It's the Pro Roller Derby Invitational, and it's Friday, April 6th, Saturday, April 7th, jobbing.com arena. It's going to be a really cool event. And
I heard it was.
Oh, it's fun. If you haven't seen women's roller derby, you're missing a lot.
So do we bring our skates, too?
Only if you want to get smacked around by the women.
And Dave, Lady Lawless was kind enough to volunteer you to pick up my ticket she's holding. She said you're picking up some tomorrow.
Yeah.
She has some for smart guns. So she was kind enough to volunteer you.
I will definitely get it. For the lovely Leah, I'll pick up your tickets. But if I have to show an ID, I will not look like you look. And I don't have a dress that matches your dress. Okay, so luckily. Okay, what did I just say in there?
Well, I'll just have to wear a different dress.
Yeah, exactly.
There we go.
Yeah, I'll be glad to pick it up because I will be there tomorrow night. Guess why?
Who wants
to guess? The Phoenix Coyotes' last home game prior to the playoffs tomorrow night, jobbing.com arena, Columbus Blue Jackets. Yeah. So I'll get your tickets.
Yeah, well, you're awesome. Anyway, guys, great show. Keep up the good work.
Thank you so
much.
Thank
you.
Leah, we'll talk to you soon.
Have a great one.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And, of course, that's Leah Haven, owner and founder of SmartFem.com.
Oh, wow. Well,
good
stuff. That's a great online magazine.
It really is. I like that stuff. It's very... the mobile magazine for the women on the go. That just sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Wow.
But get out there and see the Pro Roller Derby Invitational. I think it'll be fun.
That would be good.
It's not scripted. People think it's scripted. It's not.
No, it's not like wrestling.
No, yeah, beautiful women, running into beautiful women.
Okay.
I mean, there's something there. It's not a Murphy's thing. I think it's we're going to put it as Mike's Law. Always good to run into beautiful women. Or should we say that's Dave's Law? I better say it's
Dave's Law.
Yeah, I'm not married. You are.
Yeah, I'm
okay.
That's right.
Bill, you're not married. You can
no,
say
I'm
it.
Not. Engaged, but not married.
Then you can't say it either.
That's right.
And Tom can't say it.
Yeah, we don't want to run into beautiful women.
Okay, then I will say it. Anyway, let's take a quick break, and we'll do our last segment. And, of course, this is Breaking Murphy's Law, sponsored by Service Master by Disaster Professionals. Starring Mike Hoffman, owner and account executive Bill Festo. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Time Went On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.
If you're concerned that you are making financial decisions on information that may be incorrect or not up to date, Birnbaum and Spean can help. We are certified QuickBooks advisors. Let us review your financial data to make sure it is accurate and up to date. We can also review the setup and procedures used to avoid the costly decisions as you grow your business. Call Mitchell Spean, CPA and QuickBooks Pro Advisor at 602-266-5633 to get started.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. And this is Breaking Murphy's Law, starring Mike Hoffman and Bill Festa, sponsored by Service Master by Disaster Professionals. It's appropriate because Service Master, what you own by Disaster Professionals, they are in the business of reversing Murphy's Law. Basically, solving your disasters, because disasters will happen.
Right. There's nothing, I mean, it's just a fact of life.
And yeah.
We don't want it to happen.
No.
We can prevent a lot of them, but some things just cannot be anticipated.
Yeah. So give out your number again. I really believe people need to have your number before they need your number. And, you know, I think people should do it, write it down right now, unless you're on the freeway, and memorize it or pull over.
And by the way, I've memorized this number.
Oh, good.
I mean, I know my home phone number. I don't know my wife's number. It's
you
in
don't.
My phone.
Oh.
I mean, I don't know my son or daughter's phone numbers. I don't even know your number, Dave.
Oh, come on.
But I know this number, and I know it's memorized.
Oh, good. What is the number?
It's 602-431-2222.
That's a real easy number to remember. All you have to remember is 431. And then you go, oh, 2222.
Yeah.
Because 602, you know, it's Phoenix.
Everyone knows that number.
Yeah, 602-431-2222. I'm gonna have you test me next time you're on the show.
Okay.
And I'm going to say 602-431-2222. That's what I'm going to say.
Well, you're a CPA.
Oh, yeah. No
among other things. And, yeah, you just have a good head for numbers.
Yeah, that is a good point. I could even say the last four backwards. 602-431-2222. How many people can say the last four backwards?
I know. Well, I could scramble them all up and put them together in order and remember it.
No. So Murphy's Law. So this is what it's about, reversing it.
Mm-hmm.
So we can make people feel comfortable so they know that life doesn't have to be this way. And if life gets that way, there's a company that can help them through fire, floods, any disaster.
Right.
Pretty much any disaster, right? So you get here's another law. You get the most of what you need the least. What does that mean? You get the most of what you need the least. Now, if anyone's been married, they know what I'm talking about. Tommy, you didn't like that one. Okay, he's almost beeped that one out. All right, what's some other examples? You get the most That's of what you need the least. How about debt?
Debt? Oh, yeah.
Especially in today's economy. Look. You get the most of what you need the least. Debt. People don't want debt, but they seem to have debt. What do you think, Bill?
Well, correct thought process.
Yeah.
If they don't do what they're supposed to, they don't get very much of that. And they need to plan their day.
Yeah.
They need to plan their life. They need to plan their restoration needs and call Mike.
Right. That's right. Wow, you're becoming well known.
Hey.
Well known in this valley.
Hey, all right.
That is, but yeah, that's interesting. But again, I think that people think this is cute and fun, Murphy's Law, but I really think it seeps into the unconscious mind, and people play this out in life. For example, how about this one? If everything seems to be going well, you have obviously overlooked something.
Well,
now, but you know what that means. You hear other sayings about that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when is the other shoe going to drop? You've heard that. Like, mm-hmm. People say it. Things are going too well. I wonder, you know, when it will stop. That means people really believe in their heart of hearts that Murphy's Law, like these type of things, exist. That's a shame.
Mm-hmm. That
why not think positive all the time and manage anything that may not be as positive?
Well, you want to think positive, you want to be optimistic, but you need to be realistic too.
Yeah.
And you need to exercise some productive paranoia at times.
Oh, nicely said.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Very nice, Mike.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell us what that means, productive paranoia.
Well, productive paranoia, what that is, again, that comes from Jim Collins in his book, and it's one of the three characteristics of very successful companies, and it's just knowing that things can go wrong and being prepared for the worst. You know, even if it's a 5% probability, things can go wrong. If it's something that could put your company under, you need to be aware about it and be prepared for it.
Absolutely. I think, wow, you could be a consultant.
Hey, well, maybe you'll teach me how, Dave.
No, I'm impressed. I think that's really good stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I just, you know, I think so, too. So it makes me want to share it with people.
That is very cool. That is, and that's going to be another one of Mike's law, sharing with others.
Well, you know, there's one called Every Solution Breeds New Problems. And I don't like that one, but, you know, but again, a lot of times people will create a solution to a problem that doesn't exist, and you do end up with problems as a result, or a lot of cleanup or whatever. So, again, that goes along with the planning part.
It really does, planning. And people don't always know how to plan, and it's something worth learning to properly plan. It's a skill. It's an art. It takes knowledge, and people shouldn't be afraid to ask for help either. There's enough people out there that can help people plan, to teach them, and I think that's really, really important. Now, wow, we only have a few minutes left, but I think maybe even next month we'll give a little teaser how perceptions, interpretations, and expectations play a role in Murphy's Law.
Mm-hmm.
And think about that. Good. Perceptions, interpretations, and expectations, key elements to how your life will go. And we'll talk about that a little bit next time. But in the meantime, the phone number again, I think you're going to test me. 602-431-2222. Did I do it?
You did it.
Now
let's even look at your notes.
I know. Can you believe it, Bill?
I can believe it.
I memorize it. So what is it again?
It's 602-431 and I'm trying to remember. 2222.
I knew you would get that. That is so critical. Just take the number down because you just never know. Really, it just doesn't make sense to act out Murphy's Law now by not having a phone number that you should have had, and it's not costing you anything, because just to write a phone number could be the very thing that will save anxiety and give peace of mind when you least expect it.
Yes.
Wow, I said that pretty nicely.
Very
I made it
good.
Up all by myself.
Yeah.
That is very good. So so that's 602-431-2222. This is great because we're going to have every month this show on the first Monday from 2 to 3, the first Monday of every month, 2 to 3, Breaking Murphy's Law. We'll have more quotes. Maybe we'll even have a guest. We'll find a descendant of Murphy, whoever Murphy is, and we'll ask them, how has this affected your life, being a relative of Murphy's Law? Wow, that sounds like it could be a TV show. Even.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. I like it. Bill Festa, thank you for coming
in
today.
Thank you, Dave.
Mike
Hoffman, it was a pleasure.
Always a pleasure. And seeing both of you guys, Mike Hoffman, see you, I'll be seeing you soon.
Yep.
And,
okay, Dave, Isaac.
Absolutely. And stay tuned for Journey Reeves, the fitness guru, Mind Your Body, coming up at 3. We'll be right back.
This is Arizona Station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
If you're concerned that you are making financial decisions on information that may be incorrect or not up to date, Birnbaum and Spean can help. We are certified QuickBooks advisors. Let us review your financial data to make sure it is accurate and up to date. We can also review the setup and procedures used to avoid the costly decisions as you grow your business. Call Mitchell Spean, CPA and QuickBooks Pro Advisor at 602-266-5633 to get started.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Ridenour, Hyten, and Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten, and Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Your body is the greatest gift that you will ever be given. How well are you taking care of yours? Hey everyone, this is Journey Reeves, owner of Mind Body Unlimited. More important than time or money, your health is the secret to a truly wealthy life. We can customize an exercise and diet program that greatly enhances your quality of life. If you are sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, give us a buzz at 480-370-7768. That's 480-370-7768 to schedule your free, no-obligation consultation today.
Hershberger Assisted Living Home for the Elderly, whether it's a need to recuperate after surgery or just need daily assistance to enrich their life, you can trust that your loved one is being well cared for. Our caregivers are fully licensed by the Arizona Department of Health. An experienced team of professionals provide expert medical care, including physical, occupational, and recreational therapy, wound care, medication management, nutritional support, and personal care. All faiths are welcome. Hershberger Assisted Living Home, founded in 1997, will provide your loved ones a quality of life with loving care. Call Shirley Hershberger today at 602-314-6937. That's 602-314-6937, or visit the website ahomewithshirley.com. Hershberger Assisted Living, home is where the heart is.
Hey, I'm Lisa Masters, single mom to two amazing boys on the spectrum and author of The Funny Side of Autism. April 20th marks the first annual Tie One On for Autism benefit at the Compound Grill in Phoenix. It will be a fun night out to benefit the Autism Society Greater Phoenix Chapter. We have a wonderful evening planned, including dinner, entertainment, silent auctions, raffles, and a copy of my latest book, The Funny Side of Autism Around the World. For ticket info, go to the calendar tab at thecompoundgrill.com. Hope to see you there.